92.1 The Frog.
92.1 La Rana.
It's mornings with Dave and Victoria.
Mañanas con Dave y Victoria.
Showers and maybe a storm today, high of 60.
Lluvias y tal vez tormentas para el día de hoy.
Now broadcasting in two languages due to the new FCC regulation.
Ahora transmitiendo en dos idiomas debido a la nueva regulación de la FCC.
Time for tabloid trash.
Es hora de basura sensacionalista.
Yo, Taylor. I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
That's hot.
Winning.
And my heart is telling me that I just, like, did this too fast and I didn't know what I was doing.
Leave Benny alone.
The top story in tabloid trash this morning, Victoria, involves Jesse Smollett.
Oh, boy.
La historia principal de basura sensacionalista de esta semana, Victoria, involucra a Jesse Smollett.
Oh, chico.
Yes. He has been trying and trying to stay out of jail. Remember back in 2019, 5 years ago, he staged an attack on himself.
Yeah.
Got in trouble for that. And he's been trying to stay out of jail. Do you know what his sentence was? His original jail sentence was? Any idea?
No, I don't remember.
Sí, ha estado intentando y tratando de mantenerse fuera de la cárcel. Recuerda que en 2019 se atacó a sí mismo. Y ha estado tratando de mantenerse fuera de la cárcel. ¿Sabes cuál fue su pena de cárcel?
No, no lo sé.
It was 150 days.
He's well, not bad for what he did.
Right.
Fueron 150 días.
Eso está mal para lo que hizo.
Correcto.
So he's been spending 5 years trying to get out of 150 days of being in jail, which I'm guessing if you're an actor, it's not going to be so bad. I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, like if jail you get time. Like special treatment or something.
Yeah, I would think so.
Así ha pasado 5 años tratando de salir de 150 días de prisión, lo cual supongo que si eres actor no será tan malo. No sé, tal vez.
¿Recibirá un trato especial o algo así?
Sí, eso creo.
Anyway, so now Jesse has gotten his case all the way to the Illinois Supreme Court.
De todos modos, ahora Jesse ha llevado su caso hasta la Corte Suprema de Illinois.
And so they are going to hear his case because he says he had a deal with prosecutors that if he helped in the investigation, he wouldn't be prosecuted himself. The prosecutors deny that entirely and say that's not true. So that's the latest in the Jesse Smollett saga.
Y entonces van a escuchar su caso, porque él dice que él tenía un trato con los fiscales, si ayudara a la investigación. Él mismo no sería procesado, la fiscalía lo niega. Eso es lo último sobre Jesse Smollett.
Where can you go when you ain't
getting nowhere? Every time. Scotty McCreery has a new album coming out next month, but I guess in preparation for that, he's released a song early called Red Letter Blueprint. That's this song here.
Scotty McCreery tiene un nuevo álbum que saldrá el próximo mes. Ha lanzado una canción llamada Red Letter Blueprint.
Scotty is a writer on the song and he says that writing requires one big skill.
Scotty dice que escribir canciones requiere una gran habilidad. No todo el mundo tiene que hacerlo.
Not everybody can
pero
do
si
it,
sabes
you know
ser honesto,
honest,
puedes divertirte y simplemente compartir ideas y tener miedo de decir algo, puedes sacar una buena canción. Solo tienes que ser vulnerable.
Birthdays today. YouTuber turned boxer Logan Paul is 29 today. And from Lady A, Hillary Scott. Any idea how old Hillary is?
48.
Ooh. She is 37.
Oh, dang. My bad, Hillary.
Cumpleaños. Logan Paul cumple hoy 29 años. Hillary Scott. ¿Tienes idea de cuántos años tiene Hillary Scott?
48.
Ella tiene 37 años.
Oh, diablos. Mi mala Hillary.
And that's tabloid trash.
Y eso es basura sensacionalista.
It's mornings with Dave and Victoria, now broadcasting in two languages due to a new FCC regulation. On 92.1, The Frog.
Es mañanas con Dave y Victoria, que ahora se transmite en dos idiomas debido a la nueva regulación de la FCC. En 92.1, La Rana.
Victoria, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
You're just not a fighter, that's for sure.
Okay.
Victoria, soy un pacifista, no un luchador.
Simplemente no eres un luchador, eso es seguro.
Now, I love animals. I have no desire to fight an animal. But they asked people about which animals they could win against in a bare-handed fight. No weapons, just you and the animal, okay?
Okay.
Amo los animales. No tengo ningún deseo de pelear con un animal. Preguntaron a la gente contra qué animales podrían ganar una pelea sin armas. Bueno.
Está bien.
The animal that Americans feel most confident they could beat in a fight is a rat.
Ew.
El animal que los estadounidenses creen que pueden vencer es en una pelea es una rata.
Uf.
I don't know. If the rat stays there and doesn't run, I guess if the rat runs away, then it's no longer a fight.
True, but if it's attacking you.
Sí, la rata se queda ahí y no corre. Si la rata huye, entonces ya no habrá pelea.
Cierto, pero si te está atacando.
If it's attacking you, it's still pretty small. I think I could win against a rat. 72% say they could win against a rat. 69% believe they could win a fight with a house cat, which I know I cannot.
Really?
¿Todavía es pequeño? Creo que podría ganarle el 69%. Creo que podría ganar una pelea con un gato, lo cual sé que no puedo.
¿En serio?
Oh, yeah. You ever been attacked by a cat?
No.
¿Alguna vez te ha atacado un gato?
No.
I've been attacked by a cat. Like a semi-feral cat.
Really?
Me atacó un gato.
¿En serio?
Yes, and it was awful. I had to go to the ER. Blood everywhere. It was bad.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
Sí, fue horrible. Tuve que ir al hospital. Estuvo mal.
¿Estás bromeando?
No.
So we were taking care of a cat that was not quite domesticated. It attacked one of our cats. And so I took the cat that was attacking our cat. I grabbed it and pulled it off of our cat. And it bit into my hand and hung there. And then shredded my arms with the claws.
Oh.
It was bad.
No lo estoy. Estábamos cuidando un gato que no estaba del todo domesticado. Atacó a uno de nuestros gatos. Entonces agarré al gato que estaba atacando a nuestro gato y me mordió la mano. Y luego me cortó los brazos con sus garras y estuvo mal.
61% think they could beat a goose in a fight. Could you beat a goose?
No.
El 61% cree que no podrían vencer a un ganso en una pelea. ¿Podrías vencer a un ganso?
No.
No?
And neither could 61% of people. I'm just being realistic.
No.
Tampoco podrías hacerlo el 61% de las personas. Solo estoy siendo realista.
I could beat a goose. What's a goose gonna do? Peck? Like peck, peck, peck.
Podría vencer un ganso. ¿Qué va a hacer un ganso? Picotear, pico, 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 pico.
You know how strong geese are?
Well, yeah, they're strong, but I don't. What are they gonna do to me? I don't think a goose. They're gonna just peck me to death.
No.
They're gonna hold me down?
I'm saying, just Google it. You're not going to want to fight.
¿Sabes lo fuerte que son los gansos?
Sí, son fuertes. ¿Pero qué me van a hacer? ¿Me van a sujetar?
Googlea, no vas a ganar una pelea.
Okay. There you go. Animals Americans think they could beat in a fight with no weapons. Just hand on wing.
Hand on hand combat.
Yes.
Está bien. Ahí lo tienes. Los animales que los estadounidenses creen que pueden vencer en una pelea sin armas.
Combate cuerpo a cuerpo.
It's Mornings with Dave and Victoria. Thank you for being here this morning.
Mañanas con Dave y Victoria.
Now broadcasting in two languages due to a new FCC regulation.
Ahora transmitiendo en dos idiomas debido a la nueva regulación de la FCC.
Here on the Frog.
Aquí en la Rana.
There are many things that you and I grew up with that today's kids wouldn't know anything about.
Hay muchas cosas que las que tú y yo crecimos y los niños hoy no entenderían.
Yeah.
Sí.
Which is understandable, of course.
Well, obviously, yeah.
Lo cual es comprensible.
Obviamente.
Windows 3.0. Did you ever have Windows 3.0? Probably not.
Was that really a thing?
Windows 3.0. ¿Alguna vez tuviste Windows 3.0?
Nunca había oído hablar de eso.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, I got Windows 3.0 in 1990, and it was very basic. I mean, it was just kind of, you could play like one game, and there was Word, and that was about it.
Sí, obtuve 3.0 en 1990, y era muy básico.
Oh, yeah, I never even heard of it.
What about Windows 95? You remember that?
Yeah.
Nunca había oído hablar de eso.
¿Recuerdas Windows 95?
Sí.
Okay. Another thing today's kids wouldn't relate to, Rolodexes?
Oh, yeah.
Los niños de hoy no conocen los Rolodex.
Ah, sí.
There are still some Rolodexes lying around here at work.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I kind of get it. You might not want to put every phone number in your phone.
¿Todavía hay algunos Rolodex aquí funcionando?
Sí, entiendo. Es posible que no quieras poner todos los números de teléfono en tu teléfono.
Here's another thing from your childhood you may have had, but kids today wouldn't know would be cranks on your car windows.
Aquí hay otra cosa de tu infancia que los niños de hoy no entenderían.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember my little sister didn't know how to roll down the frog van or the frog window?
Yes, because the frog van still has cranks.
Yep.
Might be the last vehicle in America that has cranks. My 1985 Chevy Citation had cranks, by the way. And it was really about the only thing that worked on the car.
Sí, recuerdas que mi hermana pequeña no sabía cómo bajar la ventanilla de la furgoneta rana.
Sí, porque la furgoneta rana todavía tiene manivelas. Sí, eso podría ser el último vehículo en Estados Unidos que tenga la manivela. Por cierto, mi Chevy 1985 tenía manivelas.
So anyway, there's some things from our childhood that today's kids wouldn't know anything about, and it's Mornings with Dave and Victoria.
Hay algunas cosas de nuestra infancia que los niños de hoy no entenderían. Y es Mañanas con Dave y Victoria.
Now broadcasting in two languages due to a new regulation from the FCC.
Ahora transmitiendo en dos idiomas debido a la nueva regulación de la FCC.
Here on the Frog.
Aquí en la Rana.
Time for three big things.
Es hora de tres grandes cosas.
Three big things.
Brought to you by Activate Allen County.
Presentando por activar el condado de Allen.
Victoria, what's the first big thing?
Victoria, ¿cuál es la primera gran cosa?
The first big thing is the top five songs of the week.
La primera cosa importante son las cinco mejores canciones de la semana.
Number five this week was Morgan Wallen with Man Made a Bar.
En el número cinco de esta semana fue Morgan Wallen con Man Made a Bar.
Number four is Thomas Rhett with Mama's House.
En el lugar número 4 es Thomas Rhett con Mama's House.
Number 3 is Hardy with Truck Bed.
En el lugar número 3 es Hardy con Truck Bed.
Number 2, Warren Zeiders, Pretty Little Poison.
El número 2 está Warren Zeiders con Pretty Little Poison.
And number 1 this week was Kane Brown with I Can Feel It.
En el número 1 de esta semana fue Kane Brown con I Can Feel It.
Thank you so much.
Muchas gracias.
Second big thing.
Y la segunda gran novedad.
Tyler Hubbard is going to be on the road with Kane Brown. Kane has his In the Air tour that is kicking off soon. And the weird thing about it, the crazy thing, is that Kane Brown once opened up for FGL.
Tyler Hubbard estará de gira con Kane Brown. Y lo loco es que Kane Brown una vez abrió para FGL.
Well, that's kind of weird, like a full circle moment there.
Wow, es un poco raro. Es como un momento de cierre del círculo.
It is very full circle. Here's Tyler.
Es un círculo muy completo. Aquí está Tyler.
Conozco a Kane.
I've known Kane for a while. ¿Sabes? You know, he actually opened up for us seven years ago. We were one of his first tours. And I remember a fun story, like one of our first shows together, I was out shooting basketball with him, just hanging out and kind of getting to know him. And I was asking him, I've been doing this, you know, like how long have you been playing shows and stuff? And he was like, well, this is my sixth show ever. I was like, dude, six? Like six? There's only 30,000 people out there tonight. So, good luck.
Está bien, amigo. Bueno, buena suerte. Solo hay 30,000 personas ahí afuera. Así que, buena suerte.
Victoria, can you imagine being in front of 30,000 people and doing your sixth concert ever?
Victoria, ¿te imaginas estar frente a 30,000 personas y dar tu sexto concierto?
No, that'd be horrible.
I'd be terrified for sure.
No, eso sería horrible.
Seguramente estaría aterrorizado.
But Kane has obviously made it work.
Pero Kane obviamente lo hizo funcionar.
Third big thing, a new survey finds that Americans on average have between 4 and 6 hours of leisure time every day. Of course, men have a little bit more, it seems. But that seems like a crazy amount to me.
La tercera gran novedad, una nueva encuesta revela que los estadounidenses disfrutan de entre 4 y 6 horas de tiempo libre todos los días. Me parece una cantidad descabellada.
It must be like when we're asleep.
Debe ser cuando estamos dormidos.
You think so? You think they're counting leisure time as sleep time?
They must be.
¿Crees que creen que cuenten el tiempo libre como tiempo para dormir?
Deben hacerlo.
Because I get like maybe a half hour. Maybe. I'm not much fun though.
¿Por qué me tomó tal vez media hora? Tal vez, aunque no soy divertido.
That's true.
Eso es cierto.
That's three big things. Brought to you by Activate Allen County.
Son tres grandes cosas presentadas por activamente Allen County.
And it's Mornings with Dave and Victoria.
Y son Mañanas con Dave y Victoria.
Now broadcasting in two languages due to the FCC regulation.
Ahora transmitiendo en dos idiomas debido a la regulación de la FCC.
Victoria, do you have a specific order in which you get dressed?
I mean, I think everybody does, right?
Victoria, ¿tienes un orden en el que te vistes?
Creo que todo mundo lo tiene.
I think so.
It's like a habit.
Eso creo.
¿Como una costumbre?
I think, well, mine is more strategic.
I can believe that.
Bueno, el mío es más estratégico.
¿Puedo creer eso?
I get dressed in a certain order. It depends. Okay? So if I get out of the shower, obviously I try to dry as much as possible.
Yeah.
Me he visto en un orden determinado. Entonces, si salgo de la ducha, trato de secarme lo más posible.
Sí.
But then I put clothes on based on the fact that I just got out of the shower.
What?
Pero luego me puse la ropa basándome en el hecho que acaba de salir de la ducha.
¿Qué?
Okay, so like, maybe this is more than you want to know. First would be underwear.
Okay.
That's just kind of a broad...
But what does that have to do with the fact that you just got out of the shower?
Because...
Primero salía en la ropa interior.
Está bien. Pero ¿qué tiene eso que ver con el hecho de que acabas de salir de la ducha?
So, okay, I'll explain. So then next would probably be shirt. So I wait for the feet are later because the feet, I try to get my feet dry, but putting socks on wet feet is not fun. You know what I mean?
I mean, you could just dry your feet off.
Te lo explicaré. Lo siguiente probablemente sería la camisa. Los pies son los más tardíos porque ponerse los calcetines con los pies mojados no es divertido.
Quiero decir, ¿podrías simplemente secarte los pies?
No, I do. I do my best to dry my feet off. I do. But just to make sure they're as dry as possible, it's boxers, and then, which is probably more than you want to visualize right now, then shirt, then sometimes pants, but socks probably, and then pants. Because pants are tougher than socks to get on wet legs.
Like, I don't understand why you're not drying off.
I'm doing my best to get dry.
Hago lo mejor que puedo para secarme los pies. Sí, pero solo para asegurarnos de que estén lo más secos posibles. Esa ropa interior, luego camisa, luego los calcetines y luego los pantalones. Porque los pantalones son más difíciles porque tener las piernas mojadas que los calcetines.
No entiendo por qué no te estás secando.
Estoy haciendo lo mejor que puedo para secarme.
I'm just saying.
It doesn't sound like it.
I'm giving the parts that are the toughest to cover with clothing the most possible time.
No lo parece.
Estoy dando las partes más difíciles de cubrir con ropa el mayor tiempo posible para que se sequen.
Yeah. Sounds like you just need to use a towel.
I do. Is there an order in which you get dressed that makes more sense than mine?
Sí, parece que solo necesitas usar una toalla.
Sí, ¿hay algún orden en la que te vistas que tenga más sentido que el mío?
I mean, it's probably about the same, really, but that has nothing to do with dry or not dry.
Okay. But that's only when I get out of the shower. Otherwise, it's anybody's guess.
Oh. Okay, well.
People say
things we learned today.
Mm-hmm. People say I'm boring, but
they'd be right.
Quiero decir, probablemente sea más o menos lo mismo.
Vale, es solo lo que salgo de la ducha. De lo contrario, nadie lo sabe.
Está bien. Bueno, las cosas que aprendimos hoy.
La gente dice que soy aburrido.
Y tienen razón.
It's Mornings with Dave and Victoria.
Esta mañana se transmite con Dave y Victoria.
Broadcasting in two languages this morning due to a new FCC regulation.
En dos idiomas debido a la nueva regulación de la FCC.
On 92.1 The Frog.
Aquí en La Rana.